Byron love making this catch up for you while it's summer in Melbourne. And thanks to Metricon, it's a summer of love, love, love. Win tickets to comedy shows, fashion events, concerts, and heaps of other stuff that makes Melbourne great at lovelovelove.com.au.
Zayn's girlfriend Gigi Hadid, she's disappointed some fans over in London. She's got a new campaign for Tommy Hilfiger, so she trotted over to the UK, went to the London flagship store for Tommy Hilfiger, and her fans, they were queuing up for hours, and unfortunately Gigi only had half an hour in her schedule to stop and meet and greet with fans, and they've been left bitterly disappointed. Social media melted down. You know what? Social media melts down over everything, doesn't it?
Like, oh, yeah,
there's meltdown. I didn't even see this meltdown. So is it really a meltdown? A few people whinging.
Gigi's not really getting into the spirit of February, is she?
Well, the funny thing, you know, you'd be surprised by this, Fev.
Oh, well, there goes Gigi-wary. It's a good idea, I thought.
I was going to defend Gigi to a degree because the truth is she had, you know, oh, I don't know. I mean, these people are this famous. They've got that many fans. But there's only so many hours in a day. And she half an hour she spent meeting fans and signing things. She's got to go somewhere. She'll have a schedule. She's got to go somewhere
fair
else.
Yeah.
But and you can't please everyone. It's a tough thing to be really famous like Gigi, I imagine. But you do, at some point, you end up disappointing people.
I'll ask you a question, though.
You may.
What does she do?
Well, she's a model. So she's
that's
a super
what I mean.
Model,
oh, guys, I'm really busy. I've got to walk in a straight line and turn around. So can everyone get out of my way so I can please pull that off?
Well, she might have a lunch date with a friend. You know, she might have plans. She's allowed plans. Look, I'm good. I'm defending famous people because we
You're
are
one of them?
No, because we're about to put them under the bus to a degree because, no, this would not be the first time that people have been disappointed by a celebrity, by famous people. And 131060, call now if you have. You've had a disappointing celebrity encounter. And because the problem for these really famous people is like that. I imagine Katy Perry's come to town and, Fev, she didn't have time to drop in and catch up with you. So you were disappointed by Katy Perry. There would be
disappointing me right now.
No, but think about it. What about sports people? I would imagine if you had a shocking footy game and you walk into your car and your coach has just yelled at you or whatever, and someone comes, oh, Fev, can I get it? Not right now. I'm not saying you would do that, but I would argue there have been disappointing celebrity encounters.
Oh, yeah. Mate, please. Of course.
I reckon.
You've got the sun in your eyes.
Oh, but it's so
the
bad.
Sun, yeah, actually, there's another door
the
and the sun is right in Fev's eyes.
Fev
he can't concentrate. We'll fix that problem.
That's really disappointing.
131060 is the number with your disappointing celebrity.
When you go to the project and you're like doing, which is tonight, obviously it's in front of a live audience, do you go and sign everyone's autograph?
No one asks for them.
Oh, they do too.
As if.
Mate, are you serious? They have to stand behind that cage. They do not get close to the panel.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Gigi Hadid, she's having a backlash on social media because she went to meet some fans. Was she at the store opening of Tommy Hilfiger store in the UK in London? And she was only there for half an hour and people who queued up for hours didn't get to meet her and they were so disappointed. And I think, let's be honest, we can't blame Gigi for that. She's got a life. She can't spend 8 hours meeting fans. But sometimes you're disappointed when you meet a celebrity, somebody that you've admired. Andy from Northcote. Hi, Andy.
G'day, guys.
Andy, g'day. Were you disappointed when you met somebody famous?
Yes, I was lining up to meet Mark Scaife and waited in the line 45 minutes, got to the front, the security guard goes, right, that's it, put the tape right in front of me, and I was absolutely devastated.
Oh, no. You know what, Andy, Scaife is such a good bloke. He would have loved to meet you. Like, that's, and that's the thing, you know, it wasn't his fault. That just happens. Security end up saying, right, cut off.
Yeah, that's true. Scaife is a good guy. Did the Celebrity Grand Prix with Max Gaffey.
Oh, clang.
We do know each other. Let's not talk about where I finished.
What
about when they just drop the rope like that?
Yeah.
Like, got nothing to do with meeting a celebrity, but we're flying to Hamilton Island with Jetstar.
Okay.
No, just seriously, and I was lining up, got to two people from the front, and you know they got to shut off for half an hour.
Yeah.
We've been in line for like 40 minutes waiting.
Oh, no. That's...
They cut it off.
Yeah.
We had to go
they
fly
normally
other
do
flights.
A very good job, Jetstar.
Yeah, they
do a great job.
Surprise, great job. And how drunk were
they? They didn't. No, I was with Alex and the kids.
But normally, very
just
good.
Just cut us off.
Yeah, I know.
Probably get free flights.
Probably won't.
Hey, Craig. Have we got any more callers?
We got Craig. Craig from Goldie. Hi, Craig.
G'day, how are you?
Craig, where's Goldie?
Between Lansfield and Kilmore.
I love Goldie. Never been there. Want to go there. How good is that? Just to say you live in Goldie.
Why don't you go up there then?
I'm going to go to Goldie. Don't you worry about that. Craig, when were you disappointed by a celebrity?
I was about 7 years old. I grew up in Adelaide, and that was where Huckabee Bear was filmed. And he was doing a location shoot down at the local beach near my cousin's place.
Yeah.
So we went down to see him, and he did his filming. And then after he finished his filming, he took his head off.
Oh, no! Oh, no, that ruins everything.
He's not allowed to do that.
I know, but he did it. And, you know, it's bad enough that he doesn't wear pads. But to take his head off, and it just devastated me.
Was that sort of the poor man's fat cat? Who was?
Don't pick on Humphrey.
No.
Shut your face off.
Fat cat was the poor man's Humphrey.
Okay, sorry, I just, you know.
Who's this boy?
Yeah, okay. Hang on.
Thank you. Get your name off the billboard, mate.
Christy from Hillsville. Hi, Christy.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Really well, Christy. When did you meet somebody or a celebrity and it was a bit disappointing?
Well, my sister and I were younger. We met Rex Hunt, or we tried to. We ran out because we saw him in the street and we got all very excited, like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And ran up to grab an autograph off him, and he basically told us both to go stuff off.
Oh,
really?
You know
Rexy's
what?
A great man.
Yeah, Rexy is.
What a Rex
Hunt. I'm surprised. You know what? I always think this, Christy, when that happens, you know, you never know what's just happened.
Oh, I reckon he'd been fishing and didn't catch anything.
Or maybe he's just had a horrible phone call. Maybe he's had a fight with somebody. Yeah. And you can just catch people at bad moments, let's be honest.
Maybe someone had just told him. He's a poor man's fat cat. I'm not standing for this.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fev, you've been very busy with February, and then the other day, over the weekend, you went to a health conference up in Shepparton where Anna Mears was speaking about being a fit, healthy athlete. There were medical professionals.
Professors
of nutrition who were telling people how they should run their bodies and you know, necessary requirements to be a fit individual. You were a little bit out of your depth. And to find out more, or to find out maybe what preparation went into you presenting at that conference, we have access to a very good friend of yours, probably your favourite.
Well, your favourite bodily organ.
Favourite bodily, for sure.
It's his favourite.
Extraordinary technology, the way we can speak to...
Connecting to Fev's stomach. Connected. You can now hear Fev's stomach.
Guys, I'm still laughing, guys. I can't believe it. He talked at a health conference, guys. How is that? I haven't laughed this long in a long time. It's like Tiger Woods talking about monogamy. This is amazing. Oh, God, feet. Oh, stop it. Oh, stop it. Oh, God. Oh, he talked about eating twigs and berries in the jungle for that 6 weeks. What about the other, I don't know, 35 years of his life? What about that? All I can think is he's going to talk about healthy food when in reality he wants to shovel junk food and booze into his cake hole. I mean, you know how Anna Mears was there, Olympic gold medal winning cyclist. This is what his brain thought when he heard the name Anna Mears. Anna Mears. Sounds like beers. Beers. All right, calm down, brain. It's not about you. Hiya. Guys, that was a loop for 4 days. It was killing me. Luckily, she didn't mention competing in Beijing, because then all he'd think about is dumplings.
Did someone say dumplings? Dumplings.
I'm going to go, guys. I'm going to tackle this. This is killing me.
This is crazy. What's happened?
My brain's... Dumplings.
We've lost control of the show.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Okay, Fev. It is February. This is the month where you help the people of Melbourne with whatever they're requesting, and you have done various things. You've done wonderful things. You've been playing darts. You've played bingo. You've coached cricket teams. You've stepped in. You visited a wonderful
been
aged care
people.
Facility.
Who's this?
Well, this is Phil. So Phil Garner, he's contacted us, and Phil has said, Fev, could you please help me? I love hot sauce. He loves hot sauce. And he would love you to taste test the hottest sauces and report back which is the hottest.
And he couldn't. He can't do that himself.
Well, the thing about February is you don't ask questions. You are loved and adored, Fev. And for that reason, you just do what you're told. And I reckon
this is a stitch up because Phil's not. Phil, they can't get a hold of Phil.
I've got his phone number. I'll give him a call later. But here we go.
It's burning my nose already.
We've got three options here. The first one we would like you, well, Phil would like you to try is Grumpy Gary's Smoky Hot Sauce. So we've, shall I pour a bit more on there?
There you go. Let's
pour it on. Okay, there we go. That's a spoon. Now we're looking teaspoons and the whole teaspoon, Fev, you can't just lick it. Lick it. Do we have any milk or anything handy?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, he's down. He's taken that first teaspoon of Grumpy Gary's Smoky Hot Sauce. Gosh, that's on my hand. Ow, that's burning my hand. Where are we at, Fev? Tell Phil.
Yeah, it's...
Got a kick?
Yeah, it's got a little bit of a kick to it.
Okay, but you're still talking, so it can't be that hot.
Oh, you want some?
No, I'm good.
Okay,
number two.
Do you ever
think
you can trust someone called Grumpy to make you a nice condiment?
Yep. Well, that's
okay,
not too bad.
Number two, we have Byron Bay Chili & Co. Green Jalapeno Chili Sauce. Now, from memory, green's the bad one.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Is it in your experience, Boxy?
Yeah, I don't. Well, I like a mild chili. I'm more mild and medium when I'm at Nando's. I don't. Or I'll just go the regular
peri-peri.
I just go. I often just do the lemon one.
This looks like chicken soup.
Lemon and herb. Here we go. Go for it. One spoonful down. You look composed. There's no. You haven't broken out in a sweat.
That was good.
Really?
Okay. Well, that was probably
a fail, you guys.
There's no fails involved.
It's got coriander in it. That was really nice.
Okay, there we go. So Phil, the second one, very mild. He hasn't even responded. So we're now going for number three. This is Dave's Gourmet Ghost Pepper. Before you do it, I must tell you there is a warning. This one has a rating, insane plus plus.
So this is a zinger, is it?
Here we go. The whole spoonful. This is for Phil. Phil Garner wants you to test the hot sauce.
You smelt that before and it burnt your nostrils, didn't it, Phil?
Yeah, obviously the other two weren't too bad, but this is going to be a real...
A spoonful, the whole teaspoon.
I'm shaking.
Here we go. Right. Are you okay? I'm nervous. Are you okay?
You're nervous.
I know.
This is all on Instagram, by the way. Fifi, Dave, Fev, Byron, live on Instagram as we do this.
Come on, you can do it, Fev.
Here you go, peeps.
Hashtag no filter, guys.
He just looks straight down the barrel of the lens.
Down the back of the throat. Down the back of the throat. He's done it. He's swallowed it. It's gone down. He's closed his eyes. No, he's fine. You're not even flinching. Pivot, you were dying, Fev. You're going to be sick.
We've got a problem.
Get the milk. Get the milk.
We have a problem.
Are you okay?
He's actually going to vomit.
Don't vomit. I can't have you vomit.
Okay,
oh, no, no.
This is not ideal.
This is bad.
Where's the milk?
Get in here now. Please help him. He's going to be sick.
He's going to die.
How do we not have a bucket?
He's actually...
Please, somebody, okay. Please. Byron, can you throw to a song?
That's really good.
He's crying.
We've got to go to a break.
He's vomiting.
Oh, yuck.
Okay. Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Well, what's just happened? It is February where Fev takes on the requests of anyone in Melbourne who would like Fev's help. And Phil Garner wanted Fev to try which was the hottest sauce because he loves hot sauces.
Not you, Phil.
Fev, I'm going to be really gentle with you now. And you know how we all niggle and poke fun? Right now, I've never seen you look so unwell. You're still crying. There's blood dripping out of your nose. You've just had a spoonful of Dave's Gourmet Ghost Pepper, which is a rating of insane plus plus. And your reaction to it, it's traumatising the team. We've now had a health officer come and check you out. I've never seen anyone's nose bleed from having a spoonful of chili.
And Omar, everything's puffed up.
I know, your face is swollen. You probably need to lie down.
Lush, I saw you on the Sunday program when you were talking about all the troubles in your life and why you left the AFL. You look worse now.
That was straight out of rehab. That was not well.
Yeah, you look worse now.
We all very, as you were lying out on the couch being cared for by healthcare professionals, we all sat here in the studio and went, well, whose idea was that? And there was lots of finger pointing and lots of, did anyone think it through? And the truth is, perhaps we didn't. And I think that sometimes, and 131060, maybe you feel what we're feeling right now. We didn't think a prank through.
No.
But you know what it is? Radio.
Radio. No, you are a good sport. There's lots of concerned people outside the studio. And
Why would my nose bleed?
Oh, gosh, it's still bleeding.
Would you say the most concerned is the lawyers that are now standing out the front? There's no lawsuit in this, Fev, just let you know.
But the thing was, behind the scenes, we had, you know, Sonda and Caitlin come in and go, guys, wait till you see these chilli sauces. We're like, oh, this is going to be great. And we've all now gone, whoa, okay, something that seemed like it was going to be fun, not fun at all when you see your friend doubling over a bin, vomiting with blood dripping out of his face.
It went live too,
that's
didn't
fair.
It?
Yeah, it was Instagram Live, huge numbers.
Good, yeah. 13, 10, 60, maybe this is something you can relate to. Did you think something was going to be funny and it turned out to not be so funny?
Yeah, this will have happened out there.
I hope so.
13, 10, 60. It also told a lot about our team. There was a lack of leadership in this team at that crisis point, I think it's fair to say. A lot of people ran away. Oh. Some people were laughing hysterically.
I cared until I'm phobic of vomit. The minute he started vomiting, I couldn't look.
Have you checked your underderbs, mate?
Just dribble. Yeah, okay. From my mouth. That's weird.
I've got no
control over my face at the moment.
Wow. Again, the number for a joke that's gone too far, give us your story.
Your
13.
Eyes are so swollen, I'm surprised you can see.
I feel like I've had a couple of jabs. Botox.
13 10 60 is the number. Give us a call.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. A listener called Phil who said, look, I love hot sauce, but could Fev just try a series of hot sauces and report back to me what is the hottest sauce? And he did that, but we didn't think it through, Fifi. That's a disaster.
No, and we all looked around going, who okayed this? Because Dave's gourmet ghost pepper chili sauce has a rating of insane +++, and you had a full teaspoon. And I hope your girls are all aware. We're going to tell you need to go home and get some TLC today from Alex and the girls because
Alex
you poor
is away.
Thing.
Anyway.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
I should have let you know. I read the back of the bottle. I knew it was a problem. It was manufactured in Chernobyl, and I thought, this can't be good.
Now, we're all feeling a bit guilty because we've put our friend through something that we thought would be a bit of fun. It wasn't.
Look at his eyes. They are puffed up. He can't see his eyes.
It was when blood was dripping from your nose. I was genuinely concerned. But anyway.
You tuned out pretty quick, though.
No, I'm not good in a crisis
just
like that.
In the break there, Byron and Dave were just like, are you right, mate? And you were chatting away about the neighbour's set over there with your phone going off.
With your makeup artist.
You were mucking around laughing.
I couldn't even see you, and I'm standing 3 metres away from
he's
you.
He's okay again.
I think I heard, is he still going?
Tim from South Morang. Hi, Tim.
G'day, guys. How's it going?
Good, Tim. Tim, have you had a joke that you thought would be funny backfire?
I had a mate who, we're at a music festival, and he thought that it was a good idea to lock his tent. Because he obviously thinks it's the 60s and you can't trust those hippies. he got a little bit too drunk and we thought we'll just change the locks just to teach him a lesson, you know, that everyone can be trusted.
Yeah.
And we changed the combination on the lock, and when he got back, he couldn't get into his tent. Yeah, that's the whole point. But he was so embarrassed from being drunk, and he didn't want to admit to anyone that, you know, it was a bad idea to lock the tent. So he went into his car, got a knife and cut a hole in his tent to get into it. And we felt pretty sheepish.
So
you slashed it.
You slashed his own
tent.
That's
heaps similar to having hot
chili. I reckon Fev's still doing worse than Tim's mate, I think it's fair to say, with his ice pack on his head as we speak.
Yeah, but your tent's intact, Fev. What are you complaining about?
Yeah, jeez, stop waffling on.
Is it?
Lucy from Heidelberg. Hi, Luce.
Hello.
Lucy, did you have a joke that you thought would be quite funny, but it backfired?
Yeah, so my husband and I had been in a bit of a pranking war, and so I thought, he just got me, and so I thought, I'll get him with the Glad wrap over the toilet seat.
A classic.
Oh, yeah. So I put it down at night, but I completely forgot about it and needed to go to the toilet in the middle of the night. No. And just say it backfired.
Oh.
In every sense of the word.
Oh, okay. Luce. Oh, no.
There we go.
Loose, more like loose bowels, am I right?
I reckon if I go for a wee now, I'd burn through that after having that chili.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
I tell you, if we're not careful, Fev's condition will make the news. Fev's been in here in the studio with myself, Byron, but Dave, you did just head out to the other area where Fev is currently being seen to by three paramedics after a chili-eating challenge went horribly wrong at about 5 to 8.
That's right, mate. I went out there, being the comedian on the show. I'm now like Patch Adams. I came out there to give him a little bit of humour to try and get through. But the three paramedics that were there, Fee, we were trying to explain and ascertain how he got a blood nose from the chili.
Yes, they just said what happened?
He was in so much pain. His body obviously reacted. He had high blood pressure. And sometimes that's the byproduct of high blood pressure.
Really? Right. I'm more worried that is he walking into the studio? He's coming in.
He's a hero.
What are you, Fev? Why are you in the studio?
He looks like The Walking Dead.
Just say something so people know you're alive.
Hello, guys. I'm back.
Are you okay?
Phew.
Yes. It was just precautionary, allergic reaction. Oh. But my heart rate, what do you say?
Blood
my
pressure.
Blood pressure is really high, hence
sit
the blood
down.
Nose.
Take a seat. Take a seat. The song's
and he
on.
Said that I need to get some hemorrhoid cream because it's going to burn my bum when it comes out.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Don't miss Australia's number one show, My Kitchen Rules, on Sunday, 7 o'clock and Monday to Wednesday, 7:30 on 7.
It's Fifi v Fev. Food Fight for My Kitchen Rules. 101.9 The Fox.
And it is all out war at MKR. Who will be eliminated? You'll find out tonight, 7:30 on 7.
Yes, now this was fun yesterday when Fev and I were pitching to fight in this big cook-off today. Less fun now that I'm sitting next to a man who's just been cared for by paramedics. I want to spar with you, Fev, but I look at you and I want to tell you to lie down.
Oh,
and
no, it's game on.
Sleep.
It's game on. This is today.
Okay.
Recorded for tomorrow.
All right. Now, for those who missed it, Fev was on the wrong end of a chili eating challenge at about 5 minutes to 8, and he's only just got back into the studio after being treated by paramedics.
Yes. Now, here we go. Back to the food fight. Here's the deal. Fev and I often talk about our love of cooking and that we think we're half-decent cooks. And every day when we come in and we say, I've made this, and you say, I could make that better, and I say, I could make that better. Well, this has finally been put to the test today. We are having a cook-off and everybody listening, you guys decided what we should cook. It was decided that I would cook a sticky date pudding and that you would cook banana bread.
Which is not good for me because no matter how good my banana bread is, sticky date pudding's always going to win.
Fifi's sticky date versus
Brendan's boring banana bread.
Big banana bread.
It's tough. You're right. Like bad sticky date pudding is better than amazing banana bread.
100%. I can't win. Yeah. But anyway, I'll have a crack. I'll try. And if I do win, oh, you're a real crap cook. Let's be honest.
And how cheeky is it that not only you got that up against you, she made sure that chili was that hot that it gave you a nosebleed. Fee, you are really heaping it on, Fev, there.
Wasn't me, Fev. I'm mortified. Seriously, poor Sonda. Sonda actually tried the chili before you did, and she's fine.
Yeah, but she didn't have the other two before then either.
You're right. And yeah, you've had an allergic reaction.
Three sources.
Three in one. Oh. Like Byron's T-shirts when he goes to buy them, get threes in one.
Okay, very funny. This is actually quite an expensive label. Anyway, it's All Out War. Who will be eliminated? My Kitchen Rules tonight.
I can't even talk properly. My tongue's got so big.
He's got a good excuse if he loses, I'll tell you that. The war goes down.
Banana bread, come on.
After the show, and we'll hear how it goes this time tomorrow on The Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Well, it's February, so Fev is doing all sorts of things for the people of Melbourne. They are requesting him to visit aged care facilities to say hi and play bingo, to help coach cricket teams. Phil Garner wrote in and said, what I'd love Fev to do to help me is to do a taste test of hot sauces to see which one's the hottest. And Fev, you did sample 3 teaspoons of 3 different sauces and Dave's Gourmet Ghost Pepper rated insane plus plus. Sent you, I mean, what we've just witnessed is we've got audio of it, we'll hear it in a second, but we witnessed you the first 2 seconds. I was like, oh, well, that was fine. Then tears streaming down your face. You started vomiting. At that point, I had to look away because I couldn't cope with it.
Yeah, old grumpy, the first one, smoky hot sauce. That was a bit hot.
Yeah, you felt that.
And the jalapeno, oh, that was nice. I'll have that again. That was really good. A little bit of coriander.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, number three is going to really, you know when they say when you have chili and it blows your head off?
Yeah.
Yep, that did. And
blood was dripping from your nose. We had 3 paramedics. An ambulance had arrived. You were lying on the couch.
He said I burst a membrane. I don't have much in the brain, so I don't know what a membrane is, but I've burst it. Is there any more?
Is it there? Your nose is full of membranes.
Yeah, so anyway, I've done a lot of bad things in my time and had a lot of crap and obviously drank and eaten a lot of crap, especially over in the jungle. Fish offal, fish guts, century egg, all in fly poop, all together, wasps and scorpions all mashed up into one drink. That was worse, what I just
that's
had then.
The that's the worst thing I've ever had. Anything happened in the jungle. What about your footy career?
Yeah, I tore my groin off my whole leg. Everything was just dangling.
Ah.
I've busted leg, knees, and blown out ankles, and been knocked out, not lost teeth, broken fingers. That would have to be the worst thing that's ever happened.
Oh, God.
I literally thought I was going to die. I'm not joking.
So
I stopped breathing. I was like, and my... Yeah, it wasn't good, but anyway, well, you laughed. You thought it was funny.
We did get some great audio, though, at the moment, if we just
you
want to quickly...
It was really funny.
It was great.
It was
so it's going to be great in the promos. This was Feb really struggling.
Get the milk.
We have a problem.
Are you okay?
Oh, he's actually going to vomit.
Don't vomit. I can't have you vomit.
Okay,
oh, no, no.
This is not ideal.
This is bad. Somebody,
where's the milk?
Here now. Please help him. He's going to be sick.
He's going to die.
How do we not have a bucket?
Do you know how we were talking earlier on, early phoner, about just after six, about bosses and... leaders.
The difference between
and
the
two. And it was I and we. I just heard little Fifi Box say then, I can't have you spew.
That's leadership, ladies and gentlemen.
Numero uno.
That is a leader.
Well, I got to be honest, February's a short month. February was going to be even shorter because we didn't think you'd make it till 9 o'clock.
I'm glad to be here.
I reckon you're done with February. I think we could probably hang it up. I think that was, you went out with a bang.
No, I've got to go have a... Am I allowed to say what I'm doing today?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I'm having a triple cheeseburger with a lady who's severely pregnant.
Oh,
she loves
right.
me and loves cheeseburgers.
Well,
there
so we go.
I'm going to hang out with her. Hope it's got no chili on it.
That's like a treat.
Yeah.
You've also got the MKR cook-off food fight.
Game on.
Yeah. It's all happening. Now, who's the better cook out of Fifi and Feb? We'll find out on
after that reaction.
Tomorrow's show.
No, but now I feel sorry for you. I'll let you win.
Oh.
You loved that summer catch-up. And Metricon's Summer of Love will make you love summer even more. Get VIP access to the hottest events at lovelovelove.com.au.